Good afternoon. That late developing nor'easter that produced a bunch of snow for eastern New England continues to lift into the Maritimes. The wind field around the storm is intensifying, so a blustery cold day across interior New York and New England with scattered flurries and snow showers and perhaps even some more persistent snows in parts of the mountainous terrain, especially in western New England. That would dust the ground in some spots up to another inch or two. But on the whole, a generally drier day today with temperatures in the lower 30s, but wind chills will make it feel like it's in the teens right on through the afternoon. Gradually, as the storm departs, we'll see breaks in the cloud cover later today and especially tonight with a bit of a clearing trend. This will allow temperatures to drop into the teens. Still a bit blustery with wind chill values in the single digits during the overnight hours. The wind will persist into the day tomorrow, perhaps relaxing a bit in the afternoon, and with more sunshine as high pressure builds in from the west, temperatures will make it back into the lower and middle 30s. Still a bit of a wind chill during the day tomorrow, but the wind will subside overnight and leave us with a dry, partly to mostly sunny and quiet day on Saturday as we begin a moderating trend. A ridge of high pressure in the mid-levels of the atmosphere will start to build in, allowing temperatures to reach up to about 40. We'll look for a mix of sun and clouds on Sunday in the lower 40s with a southwesterly breeze developing before we dip back into the upper 30s, still with mostly sunny skies, though, on Monday. We'll continue to see that ridge build into the mid part of next week, though with a couple of rain and snow showers around on Tuesday, high temperatures for both Tuesday and Wednesday will bounce into the middle 40s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, rain and mountain snow has now arrived to much of the western United States as a Pacific cold front's making its way inland across the Northwest and Northern California. Heavy snow is likely for the higher elevations of the Cascades and the Northern Rockies as the moisture moves in. The main weather event, though, that will make headlines over the next few days will be a strong low pressure system that's heading toward the California coast for the weekend. Heavy rainfall is expected for the coastal areas and the nearby mountains, with some locations getting in excess of 4 inches of rainfall by Saturday morning as a deep surge of subtropical moisture is directed toward the region. Flash flooding will be likely given the amount of rain expected, and flood watches and advisories are in effect for parts of the west, especially in southern and central California. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 87 degrees at Fort Pierce, Fort Lauderdale, and Pompano Beach, all in Florida, to a low of 12 below zero at Presque Isle, Maine. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, partly sunny and windy with a few snow showers near 40. Boston, snow winding down but still windy in the mid-30s. And in Buffalo, mostly cloudy and breezy with snow showers and highs in the mid-20s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 35 degrees. The average low, 17. The record high, 61, set in 2006. And the record low, 20 below zero in 1943. Sunrise this morning, 6:51 a.m. Sunset this evening, 5:29 p.m. 10 hours and 38 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy and windy with light snow or snow showers today and highs around 30. Mostly cloudy and breezy with a few snow showers tonight, lows in the lower to middle teens. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy and windy with a few scattered snow showers today and highs in the mid-30s. Clearing and breezy tonight with lows near 20. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy and windy with snow showers and possibly a few heavier squalls downwind of Lake Ontario today with highs in the upper 20s. Mostly cloudy and breezy with snow showers tonight in the upper teens. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy and windy with a few scattered snow showers today and highs in the lower 30s. Clearing and breezy tonight with lows near 20. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy and windy with a few scattered snow showers in the valleys, but more persistent snows in the hills east of the Hudson River today with highs in the lower 30s. Clearing and breezy tonight with lows in the upper teens. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, still blustery and cold, lower 30s. A mix of sun and clouds Saturday and Sunday, lower 40s. Mostly sunny in the upper 30s on Monday. A rain or snow shower Tuesday, lower 40s. And a mix of sun and clouds into the middle 40s on Wednesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiana.